On Wednesday night, junior Mackenzie Johnson from Cibola High School stood at a podium and told six school board members about her Halloween day at school. She said she and her classmates entered Mary Easton's classroom to find it dark, lit only by candles. Easton had a quiz for them, she said, and when a boy got an answer wrong, she gave him dog food.
He refused, obviously, and she went after him with a box cutter, saying, "Are you sure you're not going to eat it?"
Johnson said the teacher then turned to a Native American girl with her hair in braids. At this point in the tape, you'll hear Board Chair David Piercy try to enforce a time limit for public comment.
Ms. Easton said, "Do you like your braids?"
Can you wrap it up, Mackenzie? I know you've got a long story. I know you've got a long story, but...
She looked at the class and said, "Do you think scissors would do the trick?" And she just cut her hair. And the sound of cutting hair was like the sound of celery when you break it off.
Johnson continued her story, saying Miss Easton then turned to her.
She asked, "Now what are you supposed to be? A bloody Indian?" I was so furious. I was so mad. I was getting red. I was shaking.
Johnson continued a few more minutes, even as Piercy kept trying to cut her off. She said in the weeks since Halloween, she and other Native students have been harassed by peers at school and online. APS has said the teacher, Mary Easton, is on leave while the district investigates. Easton was not at the meeting and has not presented her side of the story. Myris Chino, a parent and longtime Albuquerque resident, said treating the incident as a personnel issue is not enough.
If it was anybody else, any other ethnic group, a white person, Spanish, this would have been dealt with severely, and yet we're still here speaking at a one-minute time limit.
Tony Padilla is the ethnic studies teacher at Rio Grande High School.
Because of this incident, APS collectively as an institution must now hang our heads in shame. Because incidents like this revisit hundreds of years of trauma.
About 30 people spoke. As Board Chair Piercy announced the board would move on to the rest of the agenda, several young people called for the teacher to be fired.
Guys. Listen. The board does not fire particular people, okay? It's the administration does that, and they will do what they need to do once the investigation...
The protesters then filed out of the boardroom and continued demonstrating just outside the doors in the tiled hallway. After a while, board member Peggy Mueller Aragon, whose district includes Cibola High School, came out to hear from those still in the hallway.
I listened to you because I think that you felt that we weren't listening to you, and I am listening to you.
So did you have a response?
They expressed more pain and outrage. One young woman said the education system is to blame for erasing the narratives of Native people.
It's because it's not taught in schools that when these people grow up and become educators themselves, they perpetuate the same freaking systems. Every single Native student has had that experience where they go into class and they automatically feel discriminated against.
This incident and the response all come as New Mexico is under court order to reform its education system to better serve Native American students specifically, among others. Those gathered Wednesday made it clear that they expect the board to put this issue on the agenda for their equity and inclusion meeting next month. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.